Well, it's been a long wait, but Australia finally has a US ambassador. Arthur B. Culverhouse presented his credentials to Australia's Governor-General, Peter Cosgrove, at Government House in Canberra this morning and spoke to the media shortly afterwards at his new residence at the US Embassy. Our reporter Tom Eagledon was there and he joins us now. Tom, the US ambassador's residence has been effectively empty for more than 2 years. What did the newly installed ambassador say about how he intends to approach the role?
Well, that's right, Eleanor. John Berry was the last ambassador we had. He left in September 2016. And it's been a long wait, as you say, between then and now for Arthur Culverhouse to take up his role. He was only sworn in some 3 weeks ago, so it's been a pretty rushed process to get him here to Canberra. It was a somewhat refreshing performance. He's professed to some nervousness, the former Tennessee farm boy saying that he visited Canberra last September for a bit of a low-key visit and wanted to do that before he decided to take on this role. But onto the sort of more serious topics, if you like, Eleanor. He was asked about the so-called issue of soft loans, that is Chinese loans to some of Australia's Pacific neighbour, something certainly that those here in Canberra are keeping an eye on. And here's what he had to say in answer to that question.
I would use stronger language. I would use payday loan diplomacy. But I think it's upon us, all of the allies and the Western nations, Western or liberal democracies, to educate people about the dangers of these loans, the fact that the money looks attractive and easy up front, but you better read the fine print.
The US-China-Australia relationship is, of course, complicated. But what else was the ambassador fielding questions on today, Tom?
Well, it was a pretty wide-ranging press gaggle, as a matter of fact, Eleanor. And one of the things that he was asked about, in fact, I asked him this question myself, was to do with the upcoming federal election, of course, here in Australia, scheduled for May, and suggestions from some of our security agencies that there's been an unprecedented attempt at electoral interference from some unnamed foreign powers in the lead-up to that election. This, of course, is something that was front and centre in the last presidential election in the US. And here is what he had to say about that, Eleanor.
I haven't gone to ambassador school, frankly. So if I breach any protocol, it's because the State Department made the decision that we wanted the U.S. ambassador to Australia here sooner rather than later so I could meet with current government officials and shadow government officials to before you get to election mode. In terms of foreign interference, we've had issues in the United States, and we will share, of course, with our Australian allies and partners our experience, and of course, we will continue to share any and all intelligence in that regard.
And that's the new US ambassador to Australia, Arthur Culverhouse, our reporter at the residence in Canberra, Tom Eagledon.